Dear audience, first of all, I want to thank you all for having me here. It's a great honor for me to be able to speak here in front of all you important and influential people and bring my worries to you. When I was 3, I had my first pet, a little kitten called Molly, that died after 2 weeks when it was run over by a car. My second pet, a dog, had a better destiny. She lived for 15 years and died peacefully, as all of my later pets did. This is normal. This is the normal circle of life. But you know what is not normal? That every year, thousands of species get extinct. That we demolish ecosystems and take animals' homes. That most of us don't even care about the diabolic processes happening all around our planet. This is why I'm here today speaking to you, the important and influential people who just watch while our planet loses more and more of its greatest treasure. The biodiversity. To you, politicians, bankers, business people, the extinctions of species may sound like an unimportant topic. That's just another teenager talking about saving nature. You may think, what does she know about life?
But just open your eyes and look at what's happening out there. Do you know how many mass extinctions there have been in the entire history of our planet? 5. There were 5 mass extinctions, and we are just one small step away from a 6th one. The decline of species this year lies at 45%. The decline of species in 1900 lay at 10%. You may also think, this is normal. There's always been declines of species all over the world. And yes, maybe you are right. There is a natural species extinction. It's always been there. But it is not normal when this natural extinction has been increased by the factor of 1,000. Do you really want to be responsible for thousands more species to die than actually necessary? Well, if you don't, then I'm sorry. Because you already are. We all are. Because of our agriculture, industry, not caring about climate change. In general, because of our way of living. Because we like living in comfort and consume. There are no more backgrinders in the world. There are no more river dolphins in the world. There are no more dodos in the world and a lot of other species that left us. Like half of our world's coral reefs or 85% of our wetlands. Do you know where most of our species live? At the place you, the important and influential people, cut and burn down in the rainforest. And right now, there are almost 100,000 species in danger to get extinct too. Do you want to see a world where there are no more coral reefs in our seas, or no more polar bears at our poles, no more tigers in South China, no more colorful plants in our rainforests? And it is not just one species that gets extinct at a time. Imagine a plant that gets extinct. A plant that is home to hundreds of insects. Imagine your home just disappearing, not being able to rebuild it ever again. Imagine not knowing where to live after that. That's exactly what happens to those hundreds of insects that just lost their home because of this one plant. If you want that to happen, then just go on with the way of living like you're doing it right now. You may think that this is none of your business, but always remember that it affects all of us. Because of the dying species, our and your agriculture suffers a lot, as we lose important plants and grounds to grow our food on.
But we can't stop all of that. We just have to change a lot. We have to find a way of stopping global warming by using less industry that pollute our air, by doing less factory farming, by using less cars and airplanes that pollute our and the animals' air. We have to change our agriculture by not over-farming our grounds. We have to stop destroying whole ecosystems for just our benefits. We have to stop the hunting and murdering of animals just because some people see this as some kind of tradition or fun. If we stop all of that, maybe we can save the polar bears, the coral reefs, the tigers, the rarity of plants in the rainforest. Maybe if everybody, especially you, the important and influential people, start considering nature in all their decisions, if everybody thinks of the melting poles when stopping into an airplane, if you think about dying trees and the animals living on them when burning down another part of the earth's lung, if you think about the dying animals that die because you had to open another factory, then maybe we can save Earth as we know it. Humanity can change without long-term consequences. Earth can't. If you really don't care about what you're acting because the place you live on, then just go on. But if you think you can change just a little so we don't lose hundreds of thousands of species, then do it. Get out of your comfort zone and save the world.